Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Helen, did you have anything to do with killing your wife?
It was a sight the family of murder victim Sheila Bellish thought they would never see. Alan Blackthorne.
Does Blackthorne have anything to say about this?
Sheila's billionaire ex-husband being led to court for his murder trial on charges he allegedly arranged her brutal killing. Just months earlier, Blackthorne, a retired businessman, was living the country club life in San Antonio, Texas.
All right, please.
Others had been convicted of Sheila Bellish's killing.
We find it the defendant is guilty.
And although they had implicated Blackthorne
we'll put you up to it.
In the 1997 murder-for-hire plot, he had never been arrested.
Alan, did you want Sheila murdered? Never. In no way. I didn't want her murdered. I didn't want her hurt. I didn't want anything in that nature to ever happen to her, period.
Ellen, in your heart...
I don't have any comments to make for you guys.
Despite Blackthorne's denials, Texas authorities kept digging. It was a murder case they couldn't let go because of who had witnessed Sheila's violent death, her four babies.
I don't understand how anybody in this face of the earth could do that.
Jean Smith is Sheila's mother.
I've spent so many nights crying over those children. Because they were Sheila's angels. She always said, Mama, look at my angels.
We wanted a baby really bad, and then we got four, so we're like, we just feel four times luckier.
Those angels were Sheila's quadruplets, whose birth made Sheila and her new husband, Jamie Bellish, local celebrities in San Antonio.
Francis Anthony is named after my father.
The day their quads were born.
The Bellish quadruplets have turned this household upside down.
This is baby care times four.
Updates on the Bellish quads became a feature on local newscasts.
The first week, that was scary.
She would just sit with them all around her and just say, look at my babies, you know, and it was such a source of pride and joy for her.
There's Joe going outside for the first time.
Yes, I'm going home now.
Life was good for Sheila. She had come a long way from a bitter divorce and custody battle with her ex-husband, Alan Blackthorne.
It was a short marriage that wasn't good for either one of us.
It was a nasty divorce. It was a adversarial relationship, always.
Say hi, Daddy.
When the quads were nearly two,
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Jamie, a pharmaceutical salesman, was offered a promotion. And the family moved to Sarasota, Florida. Sheila had custody of her two daughters from her marriage to Blackthorne, Daryl and Stevie, now 16 years old.
People say you're like your mother. Do you like that compliment?
I think that's the best compliment, you know, I've ever gotten.
But just 2 months after moving to Florida...
Is it on?
Yep.
Should I make faces?
Stevie's warm-hearted mother became the victim of a cold-blooded crime.
Some days, I can't stop crying, you know, because I keep thinking about November 7th.
November 7th, 1997. The day started well.
I was actually running home from school. I had some good news.
News she was anxious to share with her mom.
I found out a guy that liked me was going to ask me out. So I was so excited, and I had to run home and tell her that I was going to sit by the phone all weekend. I walked through the front door. The first thing I really saw is the babies.
What did you hear?
just babies crying. That was the only noise I heard, was babies crying. And so I didn't understand, you know, how she could just let them sit there and cry, because she didn't do that. I had done two circles around the house trying to find her, and kind of struck me to check the laundry room. There was, you know, blood, like, all over the floor.
There was blood everywhere, even on the babies.
Three of them had it, like, streaked on them. One of them had it in his hair.
It was their mother's blood.
I don't think it registered in my mind that she was right at my feet. You know, I didn't believe it. I looked at her face again, and when I actually bent down and looked at her, that's when I realized that she was dead.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is the 911 center. What's the matter?
My mom is dead.
Oh, God. She's dead. Oh,
Jamie rushed home to confront an unimaginable horror.
Sometimes the whole experience is somewhat surreal, and I can't believe it's really going on.
And he tried to comfort Stevie.
Here's Stevie, I mean, 13-year-old girl, comes home from school and finds her mother with a bullet through her face and her throat cut. It's going to be tough for her.
Yeah.
Do you think the babies somehow remember?
Oh, sure they do.
Hug?
Timothy, I think he has a cognitive recollection of the murder. He says, you know, mommy had a bad boo-boo and a man did it.
The man who did it left a trail of clues at the murder scene. A fingerprint, a knife, a bullet shell. And that's not all. The day of the murder, neighbors saw a suspicious man wearing combat fatigues on Markridge Road, near the Bellish home.
They saw a man wearing camouflage. They saw a man in a white car. They saw a man with a Texas plate.
Police tracked the out-of-state license plate number, and 4 days later...
We have obtained a first-degree murder warrant charging Jose Luis Del Toro Jr. with a November 7th murder of Mrs. Bellish.
Jose Luis Del Toro, a former high school football star, is on the run. Police launch a massive manhunt for Del Toro in Florida, Texas, and northern Mexico. The savage crime becomes national news.
America's most wanted.
We've named him our public enemy number one, and the cops are hoping you can help find him tonight.
2 weeks later, Del Toro is arrested in Monterrey, Mexico. Police believe they have a strong case against Del Toro. There's his fingerprint found at the Bellish's home. A gun discovered inside Del Toro's car was the weapon used to shoot Sheila. Also found in Del Toro's car, incredibly, were the directions to Sheila's house. But why was Sheila murdered? The house wasn't robbed, and police say Del Toro didn't know Sheila. Stevie Bellish had no doubt who was behind her mother's murder.
The first person that came into my mind was Alan Blackthorne.
Your father.
That's the only logical explanation I had for this.
But Alan Blackthorne was playing golf at the time of Sheila's murder, more than 1,000 miles away in San Antonio. Could he really be involved?
There is no evidence that I had any involvement in this whatsoever.
That's next.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Whoa, and that's my turn. Three.
Ready?
Happy birthday to you.
Courtney Bellish just turned 3.
Keep going, Frank!
So did Frankie Bellish.
Keep going!
Joey Bellish. And Timmy Bellish. Their father, Jamie Bellish, certainly has his hands full.
You know, having quadruplets is pretty easy when they're in the hospital. The problem is when you bring them home, that's when it gets tough.
And it's even tougher for Jamie and the kids now, because missing from this celebration and from their lives is the quadruplets' mother, Sheila Bellish.
I don't think a day goes by when I don't think about her.
Big hug. Hug and a kiss.
Jamie Bellish is also trying to cope with his wife's murder.
There's days when I do great, and there's days when I break down and cry.
But more than anything, Jamie wants justice for Sheila.
I believe with all my heart that everyone involved in this crime will be eventually put behind bars.
Joey Del Toro, accused of killing Sheila, is already behind bars in a Mexican jail.
Sammy, what message do you have for the Bellish family today?
How you doing?
Texas police have also arrested Del Toro's cousin, Sammy Gonzalez.
Do you regret what happened?
I don't have a comment.
And a golf hustler named Danny Rocha. All three men now stand accused of conspiring to kill Sheila Bellish. None of the suspects apparently knew Sheila, but investigators quickly focused on someone who did. Sheila's ex-husband, Alan Blackthorne.
He's evil. Pure evil.
Sheila's mother, Jean Smith.
He's the only person on the face of the earth that ever hurt Sheila.
Put your faces right next to each other.
Sheila's younger sister, Carrie, says she heard Blackthorne threaten to kill Sheila.
He made the comment Sheila would never leave me because she'd never see her children and she'd never leave her children. And by chance she did get the children, I would just kill her.
You heard him say
that? I heard him say that, yes.
Did you ever threaten in front of Sheila's sisters to kill her if she were to ever leave you and take the girls?
No, never. No threat of any kind, period.
Alan, you have been described by your enemies as evil, insane, manipulative. Who are you?
Well, I'm a husband, I'm a father, I'm a golfer.
Alan Blackthorne is a wealthy San Antonio businessman who can afford to play a lot of golf.
Maybe. Oh!
He made his fortune selling medical equipment.
Play golf Monday through Friday. Play with my family on the weekends.
Blackthorne lives in this million-dollar mansion with his fourth wife and their two children.
We're a strong family. My wife is awesome. My kids are great.
Alan can be very, very charming. And it took me a long time to see the real Alan.
Was Sheila afraid of Alan?
Yes.
Sheila's older sister, Kathy, says the real Alan is a violent man.
Shortly before she decided to leave Alan, they had gotten into an argument, and he had pulled her hair and hit her in the face and busted her lip.
This 1987 San Antonio police report backs up Kathy's claim. Blackthorne was arrested and pled guilty for assault.
You don't deny that you physically abused Sheila, is that true?
I did hit her. It was a very low point for me in my life. I've never denied it, but I struck her once, and that's all I ever struck her.
In 1987, after 5 years of marriage, Sheila filed for divorce.
Her ex-husband was always dragging her into court some way or another. It was a constant battle.
A battle that continued years after the divorce. This San Antonio police log shows that there were many family disturbance calls. In the middle of all this turmoil...
Well, do you like to barbecue?
Love it.
Yeah?
It's my new girlfriend, Sheila. We met on a flight.
Sheila met Jamie Bellish.
I'm going to drive her home.
Soon after, they were married.
The bride cuts the cake.
Sheila's new start seemed complete when Blackthorne finally gave up custody of his daughters, Stevie and Daryl. Agreeing to have nothing to do with them ever again.
Sheila beat him. She took him back to court because she wanted to get on with her life and get away from him.
And she had gotten the girls, something that he said would never happen if she left him.
Now free to leave San Antonio, Jamie Bellish accepted a job promotion in Sarasota, Florida. And the family moved here. It was a fresh start for the Bellish family, 1,200 miles away from Alan Blackthorne. 2 months later, Sheila Bellish was dead.
When you heard that Sheila had been murdered, what did you think?
Well, at first it's disbelief, and then it's horror, and then it was like he finally did it.
Blackthorne's alibi on the day of the murder checks out. He was playing golf. And who was his partner that day? A man named Danny Rocha.
Rocha, was Sheila Bellish's ex-husband, Alan Blackthorne, involved in her death?
I don't have a comment.
The same Danny Rocha who would stand trial for his role in the murder of Sheila Bellish.
Why would you hire someone to kill her?
Why would Danny Rocha, who says he didn't know Sheila, why would he get involved in a plot to kill her if you didn't ask him to? I don't have any idea. I don't know what has gone on with Danny Rocha.
Was Alan Blackthorne involved?
Will Rocha link Blackthorne to the murder of his ex-wife?
I don't think anybody believes that I acted alone.
That's next. It's been 14 months since Sheila Bellish was murdered. Jamie Bellish and his stepdaughter, Stevie, are heading to Sarasota, Florida for the trial of one of the alleged conspirators, Danny Rocha. Rocha is the man accused of organizing the murder plot.
They're accusing you of murder.
And paying Joey Del Toro to kill Sheila Bellish.
I want to make sure this son of a bitch is put in jail for the rest of his life.
So does Sarasota prosecutor Charlie Roberts.
Good afternoon. This is a case, ladies and gentlemen, of a heinous murder.
Roberts is out to prove that although Rocha didn't pull the trigger, he's still guilty of first-degree murder.
This is a case of the murder of a woman named Sheila Bellish, who had her throat slashed and was shot in the face. Would you please state your name?
Stevie Bellish.
The trial will not be easy for Jamie, Stevie, or Sheila's mother, Jean Smith.
I have almost died over this. The grief has been unbearable.
It just comes flooding back that the brutality of her murder. It's so senseless.
Not only do prosecutors want Rocha, they're hoping he will implicate the man they believe is the mastermind behind the murder. Sheila's ex-husband, Alan Blackthorne.
Danny Rocha is the key to this thing.
Henry Lee is a member of the prosecution team.
The only witness that met with Alan Blackthorne.
Have any comments, sir?
That was involved in this conspiracy was Danny Rocha.
Was Sheila Bellish's ex-husband, Alan Blackthorne, involved in her death?
He was the one that could tell us what was actually said.
How did this tragic event begin? The defendant, Daniel Rocha, met a wealthy man named Alan Blackthorne.
He made it obvious to me that he wanted something done.
Danny Rocha has never denied his involvement in the conspiracy, but he insists the plan never included murder.
just beat the hell out of her so that she couldn't take care of the kids
anymore. No, it wasn't that.
Rocha, who decided not to take the stand in his case, did agree to speak to 48 Hours.
Well, I met Alan Blackthorne just after the new year of 96. We became friends. We played golf quite a bit.
Played golf and gambled, sometimes as much as $7,000 a hole.
Rocha says it was on the golf course that Alan Blackthorne would complain to him that Sheila was physically abusing their two daughters, Stevie and Daryl.
What specifically did he ask you to do?
He asked me if I knew anybody that, and at the time she was living in Bernie, Texas, that would go to Bernie and, rough her up a little bit.
Go walk to Daddy.
So Rocha, who had never been arrested, agreed to find someone who would beat up Sheila.
I knew it was wrong, but I thought it was helping. I thought it was helping two children.
But prosecutors say Rocha was out to help himself.
In a nutshell, the defendant would be set for life.
That Blackthorne was going to reward Rocha with a partnership in a new golf course. Regardless of the reason, Rocha called up his friend, Sammy Gonzalez.
Hey, how you doing?
The third man arrested in the murder conspiracy.
State call, Samuel Gonzalez.
Gonzalez, who cut his own deal with prosecutors, is now testifying against his friend, Danny Rocha.
Please the court.
Please proceed.
He started saying that this buddy of his has an ex-wife that he wanted to get beat up.
Did you ask him who the person was?
Yes, when I told him, who's this person and was his ex-wife beat up, that's what he said, Alan.
You recognize the name Alan Blackthorne?
Yes.
Gonzalez says Rocha offered him $4,000 to rough up Sheila.
He kept persisting.
You gave Sammy Gonzalez $4,000 in cash. Where did you get the money?
From Alan.
From Alan Blackthorne.
Right.
You gave Sammy Gonzalez one picture of Sheila.
Right.
And her address. Where did you get that information in the picture?
From Alan.
From Alan Blackthorne.
From Alan, yeah.
So Alan Blackthorne was the puppeteer here?
Sure. I don't think anybody doubts that. I mean, I don't think anybody believes that I acted alone.
Why would Danny Rocha, who says he didn't know Sheila, why would he get involved in a plot to kill her if you didn't ask him to?
I don't have any idea. I don't know what has gone on with Danny Rocha.
He says this was your idea, to either scare or beat up Sheila.
Danny Rocha is a liar.
Gonzalez then recruited his cousin, Joey Del Toro, to do the job.
The only reason I called him is because he's athletic, very quick, very, very powerful.
Then, according to prosecutors, Del Toro got a gun.
Describe to the jury what type of weapon it is.
A .45 auto caliber.
And drove 1,200 miles to Sarasota.
What's your address? 120 Margaret.
Where he shot Sheila in the face and slashed her throat.
The kitchen door is open.
The tip itself is bent.
All in front of her four babies.
The area around her body, there was a large amount of blood.
I didn't participate in that. I didn't realize that was going to happen.
You set it in motion. You set it in
motion. I was a part of it.
If you had said to Alan Blackthorne, no,
I wouldn't be
Sheila Bellish would be alive today.
That's correct.
You didn't pull the trigger, Danny.
And I didn't know that there was a trigger going to be pulled.
You didn't wield the knife, but you all but opened the front door of the house and said, go get her. Didn't you?
I don't even know how to answer that, Peter.
All right, please.
The only verdict, members of the jury, that the evidence supports and that justice requires is guilty as charged on both counts.
During his final statement, prosecutor Charlie Roberts closed in on Danny Rocha.
Would Frankie, Timmy, Courtney, Joey, Stevie, and Daryl's mother still be alive today if it weren't for that man over there?
5 hours later, the jury had the answer.
The defendant is guilty of principal to murder in the first degree. The defendant is guilty of conspiracy to commit murder in the third degree.
For Jamie, it was a bittersweet victory. Rocha will spend the rest of his life in prison. But Alan Blackthorne is still a free man.
Something tells me, deep down inside, that justice will be done in this case.
How long is that going to take?
No statute of limitations on murder.
Coming up, a dramatic revelation as a private investigator claims Alan Blackthorne hired him to find Sheila.
I saw the murder in the newspaper, and it was like ice water started to run through my veins because I'm sitting there putting two and two together.
That's next.
The 911 center, what's the matter?
My mom is dead. Oh, God.
The blood on the floor, all these children without a mother, a horrible death. You're a part of all that.
I am. I haven't denied that.
Who made you God?
Danny Rocha will spend the rest of his life in prison for his part in the murder of Sheila Bellish.
Now your life, too, is over.
A woman he never met. But the person he says wanted Sheila killed is still a free man.
Why are you in prison and Alan Blackthorne is still out playing golf?
That's a question you have to ask the state attorney's office. I mean, I can't arrest him.
Based on the testimony in court, why hasn't an arrest warrant been issued for Alan Blackthorne?
The only witness that met with Alan Blackthorne that was involved in this conspiracy was Danny Rocha.
Sarasota prosecutor Henry Lee.
The problem is we don't know what Rocha tells us is the truth. He has told us so many different things, we don't know what to believe.
Which is why building a case against Blackthorne based on Rocha's testimony alone would be risky at best.
What is it going to take, do you think? What sort of break in order for you to move on Alan Blackthorne?
We need some more evidence, and we're looking for that.
Our first involvement was a phone call from Alan Blackthorne.
Chuck Chambers runs a private investigation agency near Sarasota, hired by Blackthorne just weeks before Sheila's murder.
That phone call came in requesting us to locate Sheila Bellish.
Did you find Sheila?
Yes, we did. She was very hard to find, though.
Chambers' office wrote up this report after the call. It lists Blackthorne's name, address, phone, and Visa card number. In the middle of the document, it says, Target, James, Jamie, and Sheila Bellish.
Once you found Sheila, what did you do with the information?
We gave that directly to Alan Blackthorne.
About the same time, Danny Rocha says he was given Sheila's address.
Where did you get that information?
From Alan.
How did Danny Rocha get Sheila's address in Sarasota, Florida?
Oh, I haven't got a clue. I have no idea.
Chuck Chambers claims that he gave you the address to Sheila's home. Danny Rocha says he got Sheila's address from you. 3 weeks later, she's murdered at her home. It's like connect the dots. Isn't that a damning piece of evidence against you?
I don't think so at all. I had nothing to do with the death of Sheila Bellish.
Hey, Frank, where's your pants?
Jamie Bellish has moved his family back to the small town in New Jersey where he grew up. Jamie never gives up hope that someday Blackthorne will be brought to justice.
Good morning.
Then, an unexpected, dramatic announcement in San Antonio, Texas.
I've called this conference this morning to announce the arrest of Alan Blackthorne on the charges of murder.
More than 2 years after Sheila's murder, a federal grand jury indicts Blackthorne.
Alan, do you have anything to say?
It's nice that he's off the golf course. It's nice that he's sitting in a cold, dark cell.
But do prosecutors have enough new evidence to put Blackthorne away for life?
I'm not going to go into all the specifics of the evidence at that time. We need to do that in a court of law.
Coming up next, the murder trial of Alan Blackthorne.
Damn it, I'm going to prove myself innocent.
Happy 250th birthday, America. I've decided to spend this semi-quincentennial as our founding fathers would have wanted me to, checking out the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I know I can find everything from ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats and stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage to best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging storage, and those signature Bobopedic seats.
because nothing is more American than a sofa that's a bed and a library and a closet. So, if you want to join me in decking out your house with the finest affordable furniture this 4th of July, why not stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America, decade by decade, from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ever since Sheila Belish's body was found on November 7th, 1997, her ex-husband has been a suspect in her murder.
You were accused of being responsible for your ex-wife's death. What do you say to that?
And from the beginning,
talk to the attorneys.
Blackthorne has maintained his innocence.
You can look me in the eye and say, I had nothing to do with this.
I had absolutely nothing to do with this, period.
Okay, audio check, audio check.
Now, 2.5 years after Sheila's death,
Alan, do you have anything to say?
The murder trial of Alan Blackthorne begins in San Antonio, Texas.
This is really it. I mean, I've waited for this for so long, and finally the day was here. The day was here that he was going to be tried for murder.
The month-long trial was held here in federal court, where no cameras are allowed. Prosecutors presented the jury with more than 400 pieces of evidence they claimed linked Alan Blackthorne to the murder of his ex-wife.
It was really difficult.
For the jury, it was a complicated puzzle.
We had to piece it back together in order for it to make a sense.
Today, only one person took to the stand, and that one person was Daniel Rocha.
The chief witness against Blackthorne was his old golfing buddy, Danny Rocha.
I'm the only way they're going to get to Alan Blackthorne. They know that.
Already convicted and sentenced to life for his role in the killing, Rocha was the only member of the murder conspiracy who had face-to-face contact with Blackthorne.
Do you believe that Alan Blackthorne is just as responsible for Sheila's murder as you are?
Of course, he's more responsible. I was just helping a friend. I was just kind of passing this information on.
In 3 days of testimony, Rocha fingered Blackthorne as the mastermind and financier of the murder plot. But would the jury believe Rocha, a man who had lied to investigators in the past?
After his testimony, I said, thought to myself, if this is second day of testimony and no further questions, stays in trouble.
We knew he lied. We knew he had the capability of lying. So we heard what he said, and we took certain statements, and they had to be backed up by fact.
Prosecutors set out to do just that. They portrayed Alan Blackthorne as a man so obsessed with his ex-wife, Sheila, he was willing to pay $50,000 to have her badly beaten or killed.
Is it on? Should I make faces?
All he needed was Sheila's new address in Sarasota. Witnesses were called to show that Blackthorne would stop at nothing to get it. Chuck Chambers took the stand.
Chuck, when did Alan Blackthorne first get in touch with you?
Remember, he was the Florida private investigator hired by Alan Blackthorne.
He was very precise in what he wanted. Cold, straightforward, non-emotional. Find her, I want her found.
Another witness, a former employee of Blackthorne's, testified that he asked her to come to this church in Sarasota, where Sheila Belish attended services. Blackthorne told the woman to follow Sheila home and write down her address.
Belish, B-E-L-L-U-S-H.
There was more. The jury heard a series of recorded telephone conversations in which Blackthorne, posing as a bookie,
I do bet. I'm trying to be as discreet as I can be.
Called a bail bonds company trying to get Sheila's new address.
I'm not asking you to release any information to me. All I'm trying to find out is, have they registered their address with you? Can you give me that information?
Blackthorne didn't know that this company routinely recorded its phone calls.
And who am I speaking with? This is my first name. My name's Al.
And prosecutors say Blackthorne even lied to his own daughter, Daryl, to get Sheila's address.
He was like, oh, I need the address. And I'm like, why do you need it? And he was like, because I'm going to come visit you this Christmas and going to come see you and spend some time with you.
A promise that Blackthorne couldn't possibly have kept since he had given up all parental rights to his daughters, agreeing to have nothing to do with them ever again.
What bothered me was he was so adamant about getting that address that he manipulated his daughter in telling her, I will visit you at Christmas, which he knew full well he couldn't do.
When Alan Blackthorne took the stand, he testified that he wanted Sheila's address for a very different reason, to protect his daughters. Blackthorne told the jurors that his girls were being physically abused by Sheila and Jamie.
He kept saying that he loved his children so much. This is why he was involved in the whole case, because of his children and children here and children there. And evidence were presented to me that I didn't think he meant what he said about his children.
Jurors also had trouble with Blackthorne's demeanor during his testimony.
He was very mechanical. It was like it was very staged.
It was like he had been scripted.
Voice was even keeled, never high, never low, never raised an eyebrow, took a direct stare, blinked. Barely. I mean, it was very strange.
And the jurors say, with all those phone calls to Florida, there was one Blackthorne didn't make that troubled them.
He didn't call and check on his kids. Are you okay? Did they get hurt? Were they hurt by the killer?
Despite all of this, some jurors weren't convinced it added up to murder.
I wasn't sure that he had intended for her to die. I thought, just the way it was done, I thought, well, maybe he intended for her to get hurt.
We will have a hung jury on this count before we feel we just are going along with it. We need to be absolutely sure.
Coming up on 48 Hours...
This jury has been deliberating for over a week now, for more than 30 hours.
The jury appears to be deadlocked.
You may feel like he's guilty. He may look guilty, but the government has to show that he's guilty.
My biggest concern was this son of a bitch was going to get off, that this son of a bitch was going to walk.
That's next.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom!
You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?
Even to this day, sometimes I go out to that grave and I stand there and I go, I still can't believe this is real.
More than 2.5 years have passed since Sheila Bellish was murdered in front of her four babies. And for her husband, Jamie,
I didn't know what was going to happen.
The jury's deliberation in its fourth day felt like an eternity.
I was thinking we're headed for a hung jury.
We need to be absolutely sure.
Jurors had spent more than 30 hours poring over the evidence.
There were still a few that were undecided.
Then we took another hour.
And based on what was presented, testimony and evidence, we came to decisions.
This is breaking news.
The verdict is guilty. Guilty on both federal counts. I watched Alan Blackthorne's face as they read the verdict. He sat there stone-faced, cold as could be, had no expression whatsoever.
I jumped up and down and kept saying, yes. It was almost like my team winning the Super Bowl.
But why did Alan Blackthorne, a man who seemed to have it all, a beautiful home, a beautiful wife and children, pay to have Sheila murdered?
Once she took those kids out of the state, he'd had it. That was it. He was just gonna kill her because those were his kids and he wasn't gonna allow her to take advantage of him like that.
If he didn't do it, how did Rocha get the address? Unless Blackthorne gave Rocha the address, the chances that he could have got it otherwise were very slim. So that eliminated most reasonable doubt.
He was blinded by his hate. He didn't think he was going to get caught.
He was a gambler, a risk taker.
He was Alan Blackthorne. Nothing was going to happen to him.
Yeah, and he felt that something happened. In my mind, I'll find a way out of it. I always have. I always come out on top.
On the same day Blackthorne was found guilty in San Antonio, in a Florida courtroom, an incredibly dramatic moment.
What relationship were you to Sheila Bellish?
Sheila Bellish was my beloved wife, sir.
For the first time, Jamie Bellish confronted Joey Del Toro, the man who actually shot Sheila in the face and cut her throat.
Mr. Del Toro, I don't know if you've ever seen these pictures of what you did to my wife. I'd like to show them to your family. Does your family realize that when you stabbed her in the neck, that the blade of the knife bent on her spinal column? You are a worthless coward with no remorse in your heart. Your Honor, put this cowardly, worthless animal in a cage where he can rot away.
Moments later, Joey Del Toro was sentenced to life in prison with no chance ever for parole.
Jamie, you're right. I do deserve to die. And I am what you told me, or what you said of me. I am.
It was finally over. Everyone involved in the conspiracy to murder Sheila Bellish, including its mastermind, was now behind bars. Alan Blackthorne will be sentenced to life without parole in November.
It's satisfying for me. It's satisfying for my entire family, Sheila's entire family.
Including Sheila's mother, Jean Smith.
Can Sheila rest in peace now?
Yes, she's smiling today. Sheila's smiling today.
But for the babies, the Quads, justice for their mother comes with a terrible cost.
There's going to be recitals, and there's going to be graduations, and there's going to be weddings where there's going to be an empty place, and there'll be an empty spot in their heart. And as they grow up, I'll tell them about her and what a wonderful woman she was.
Alan Blackthorne died in prison. Samuel Gonzalez was released from prison in 2014.